Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live this good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're dealing with, give us a call right now. Let's talk about it. The number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. A lot of Christians out there, they believe they're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And once they kind of enter that door of salvation, then a whole new plan starts to kick in. They have to figure out how to live the Christian life on their own, maybe through their own strength, through their own human effort. And it just doesn't fit for them. It just doesn't work for them. Well, here's the good news. There's not a plan of salvation that differs from the way of grace, this life that we're to live. So the way of salvation and the Christian life are experienced exactly the same way. By grace through faith in Jesus. We're saved by grace through faith in Jesus. We live by grace through faith in Jesus. God has just made it so simple for us, has made it so easy. We don't have to know multiple plans. We don't have to figure out multiple ways to do things. It's just one way, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So once we're saved, we live in this realm of grace, and we simply grow in grace the same way we got there.
Yeah.
By grace through faith in Jesus. And here's what Paul had to say in his letter to the Colossians. Therefore, as you receive Jesus Christ the Lord. So we have to stop and ask the question, how did you receive Jesus Christ the Lord? How did that happen? Well, by grace through faith in him. It was a gift. So God showed up in your life. Maybe it was through a friend. You were having a terrible moment in life, experiencing this awful circumstance. You just felt this emptiness inside, and you're crying out, help, I just need to find some answers. And maybe a friend shows up. Maybe you watch a YouTube video or listen to a radio broadcast, or you go to a church. And at that moment, you hear a story about Jesus. You hear that Jesus died for your sins. Not just the sins of the world, but your sins, that he did so to demonstrate his love for you. And that did something. That cut through all that confusion, that cut through all that darkness, all that emptiness that was deep within the soul, and struck a chord deep within you. And you said, that's what I've been looking for. He's the one that I've been seeking. He's the answer to my need. And you respond to that by faith, through faith. So God shows up by grace. He tells you all of the grace that he's poured out already for you in Christ Jesus and the work of Christ. And you respond to that by faith, and you're saved.
Right.
You go from death to life, from unrighteous and filthy and dirty as a person to clean and righteous in his sight, and holy in his sight. You have the Holy Spirit now living in you. You're new, a new creation. That old has gone, the new has come. So now the question, how do I live as this new creation? What does life look like for me from this point forward? Well, it's going to look a lot like how you got to that place, by grace through faith in Jesus. So as you receive Jesus Christ, the Lord, that was by grace through faith, so walk in him. That's by grace through faith. So rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So that's the plan. That's God's way for you, grace through faith. So he goes on and gives a warning. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit. We're going to have to live by grace through faith as children of God in a world where there are competing messages. There are all kinds of messages just bouncing through the airwaves, yeah, digitally and on radios and all sorts of things that compete for your attention and compete for your heart. And they're all making promises to you. You know, if you'll just use this product, you'll be this. If you just follow this philosophy, you'll be calm and be at peace within yourself. If you do this, you'll be successful in business. So there's a lot of competing messages offering all kinds of promises. And sometimes our minds get drawn away from what we have in Christ and who we are in Christ. Well, yeah, so here's a warning about that. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. What Paul is saying here is that you already have everything you need for a successful, abundant, fulfilling life in Jesus Christ. You don't need to look outside of Him. He saved you by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. You can experience the abundance of His life in the same way, by grace through faith, mm-hmm, in Jesus Christ. So you don't need to look outside of Him. Now, here's the reason. For Him, in Him, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. So what you need is God. Yeah. And all of God dwells in Jesus. That's good news. That's so you don't need to look outside of Jesus. And here's the second part of that. And you have been filled in Him, or made complete in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority. So in Christ, you found everything you need. Christ in you makes you complete, mm-hmm, exactly how God wants you to be. Yeah. So you don't have to look outside of Christ to find something that's going to fill a void in your life. You simply need to look to Christ and by grace through faith experience that fullness in abundance.
Indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us, and we would really like for you to come into the studio right now and pose a question or have a discussion with us at 844-322-2742. If you have about 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and this is your opportunity to speak directly with us here at Basic Gospel. That number again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we as a staff are having a conversation before the broadcast today, and underlining the fact that we want to meet the needs of our listeners. We want to offer resources and input that will bring comfort and give assurance to our listeners in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you know, on Tuesday's program, we had a call from a listener named Barbara who had been reading through the book of Daniel and ended up with a question about fasting. And you beautifully answered that question. So we pulled the video from that call and we've named it, Does Fasting Bring Me Closer to God? So that question and your answer is now a new video on our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. Does fasting bring me closer to God? And friends, if you would like to get a very definitive answer on the question of fasting, visit basicgospel.net/YouTube and click the videos link. This is a brand new video that appears for the first time today, and it is the first item that you'll see under the videos link. So take advantage of that, friends. Share it with your family and friends. All those videos address specific needs and issues, and they're all there for you. Again, basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Yeah, and while you're there, be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
That means that you will get notifications of when the next YouTube video is uploaded. Mm-hmm. So be a part of that ever-growing community of Basic Gospel Nation on YouTube.
Yeah.
I know you will find all of those resources there beneficial to you in your walk with Jesus Christ. Got this little note from one of our Facebook viewers today, Danny. Danny said this, got your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, started reading it. Thanks for the blessing. So, Danny, thanks for sharing that today on our Facebook page. We're glad you've got that book, and we hope that book's going to be a blessing in your life.
And, Bob, our listeners can find that on the homepage at basicgospel.net as well. So take advantage of all these resources, friends. We would love to get them into your hands and love for them to make a difference in your life. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Yes, this is Patty in Phoenix, and I was just listening to the YouTube about how do I know the Holy Spirit's in me. So my question is, in Philippians 3, we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. So that would be like a definition of a believer, right? So I get the glory in Christ Jesus, of course, and put no confidence in the flesh. We put our confidence in his work. But what is who worship in the Spirit of God? I'm trying to connect that with the Holy Spirit thing and how it's not an experience. Is it because we use our mind to think through what the Bible's saying? I just need some help on that, understanding that part of that verse. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, great question, Patty. And again, I'm so glad that you were able to watch that YouTube video at our YouTube channel. And that it stirred some questions, and that's how we learn. We hear some things that raises some more questions. We go into different portions of the Bible, and we start allowing the Spirit of God to answer those things. So she brings up a great passage in Philippians 3, for we are the real circumcision. So he's giving a warning. Paul's giving a warning about those who are claiming to be the real people of God.
Yeah.
Who are saying that unless you get circumcised and follow the commandments of Moses, the ways of Moses, you can't be one of us. So Paul is saying, hey, look out for those people. Look out for their teaching. Be warned that they're going to come and they're going to try to convince you to follow their ways.
Mm-hmm.
But recognize that you are the real circumcision. And here's why, because you worship God in spirit, or you worship by the Spirit of God. You're not worshiping through religious rituals.
Yeah.
You're not worshiping through human traditions. You're worshiping through the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God has circumcised the heart, has come to live inside, and is now leading you and guiding you into all truth. So as Jesus said to the woman on the well, you'd say you worship on this mountain, and the Jews say that they worship at this place, and there's going to come a time where it's not the place that matters, that the real worshipers of God are going to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Spirit of God going to do inside of us? Well, he's going to guide us into all truth, and so that's one of his roles. He's going to take the things of the Lord Jesus, and he's going to make those truths about Jesus known to us so that we can glory in Christ and put no confidence in the flesh. So this glorying in Christ Jesus, putting no confidence in the flesh, is almost a byproduct in how Paul writes this, of worshiping God in spirit. And I think that's vitally important that we really understand that. So Paul talks about we're to walk in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, we're not going to gratify the desires of the flesh. We're going to bear the fruit of the Spirit in our life. When we are worshiping in the Spirit, then we're going to be manifesting the love of God in service toward others.
Yeah.
So that's what it means to worship by the Spirit of God, or to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Patty, thanks for reaching out. We hope this is a help to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach back out right now. Plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742. If it's about 14 minutes after 3 Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live, and you can call right now and speak directly with us. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, a question from Facebook viewer Leon. What role does baptism play in the newly converted?
Well, Leon, that's a great question, and boy, that's a question that's been discussed and talked through for thousands of years. Certainly, as you read through the book of Acts, you see an importance on water baptism. And as you go through the letters of Paul, that importance fades away, even with other writers as they are truly explaining the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, for example, that when he went to Corinth, he baptized a couple of people, but not very many, and that he was glad that he didn't because he didn't want people to think that they were being baptized into his name. So he was glad that he did not baptize people in water. And he gives this as the reason. Why? Because God sent him to preach the gospel, not to baptize.
Right.
That's something that we need to really circle and underline, that God sent Paul to preach the gospel, well, and not to baptize. Well, what is he saying there? Water baptism is not a part of the gospel. Nowhere in the Word of God are you going to see the gospel message told in this way, that Jesus died for your sins in accordance with Scriptures, that he was buried on the third day, that he was buried and then on the third day was raised back to life, and then you get baptized, and that's the good news. There is never a place in Scripture, in the New Testament, that includes water baptism in the story of the good news. It's simply the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. Now, when we come to Christ by faith, we experience spiritual baptism. We are baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ Jesus. So you and I were dead, and we were in Adam. That was our eternal destiny,
right,
apart from Christ, spiritual death. And our location was in Adam, in darkness. And so the Spirit of God saves us and takes us out of darkness and places us into the light. He takes us out of Adam. He places us into Jesus Christ. That's spiritual baptism. So all of us have been baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. Now, that's our reality. So where does water baptism fit into that? Well, water baptism can be a celebration of what has happened to be an encouragement to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So it is that person making a public confession to a body of believers and saying, hey, on such and such a date or during such and such a time period, I encountered the gospel and I was made alive in Jesus Christ and I was placed into the body of Christ. And today I want to celebrate that I belong to you as well as to Jesus Christ in this water baptism sacrament.
Yes.
And so it's a celebration. And so the pastor, if they do it, kind of what I will say biblically, will ask that person to share their testimony, tell a little bit of the story of how they came to know Christ. Mm-hmm. So to make that public confession that they truly believe in the Lord and have truly accepted the death and burial and resurrection. And once that happens, the pastor will immerse them down in the water and raise them up as a picture of what's taken place, that they've died in Christ, they've been buried in Christ, and now they've been raised to walk in the newness of life. That's their reality, mm-hmm. And that water baptism is simply a picture of that. And once that person comes out, the whole body rejoices.
Yeah.
I baptized our youngest daughter, Mackenzie, mm-hmm. And we went through that whole step-by-step process that I just laid out. And as soon as she came up out of that water, there was this big smile on her face. And the whole group assembled there just erupted in clapping,
yeah,
and just joy on their face. Why? Celebrating what Christ had already done in Mackenzie's life in saving her and adding her to the body of Christ. So water baptism is simply a celebration that we enjoy to say, hey, we're glad you have been joined to Christ and that we all belong one to another because of our common faith in Jesus Christ.
Leon, thanks for a very, very insightful question. We hope that this has been a help to you. And, you know, friends, our Friday teaching series late last year provided 10 messages with deep meaning and entering into the grace of God. And we're going to put those, we put those messages into a CD series called The Top 10, Bob Christopher's very favorite 10 passages. We would like to send you a copy to say thank you for your gift of love and support for Basic Gospel and the message of God's unconditional love and grace in Jesus Christ. Again, The Top 10 will be an encouragement to you to walk with Jesus every day and grow in his grace. So you can donate now or anytime when you visit basicgospel.net. And it's our way of saying thanks for your gift. We're going to send you a copy of the top 10. Again, please donate at basicgospel.net. Bob had this question from an anonymous writer. Do you believe in curses? She goes on to say, my husband took God's name in vain and was hit by a motorist 14 years ago. Also, two of my adult children committed suicide. Is this a curse from God?
Well, we all came into this world under the curse of the law of sin and death. We were dead spiritually. We were under that condemnation and no way for us to get out from underneath that. But in the book of Galatians, we see that Jesus became a curse for us and he died to redeem us out from underneath that. So when Right. when we come to Christ, that curse has been broken. We're no longer dead. As a matter of fact, John tells us that we have crossed over from death to life. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 that we've been made alive together with Christ. Peter says that we've been born again with a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we see that we have been set free from the law of sin and death. And as Paul wrote, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So Jesus became a curse for us. There was a curse. It was the curse of the law of sin and death. Everyone who sins will surely die. Yeah. That curse has been broken. Mm-hmm. Now, things that happen to us in life, those are just tragic events.
Sure,
a husband gets killed in a crash. That's a tragic event. Children committing suicide. That's a tragic event. And it's painful to go through those. And there's all kinds of questions as to why. Why did that happen? Why did that happen to them? Why did they choose to do that? And why has that happened to me? Why do I have to feel the pain of it? Well, it's not because God was punishing them or punishing you for some sin that had been committed in your life. He has already condemned sin, judged sin in sinful man. And that judgment was seen clearly at the cross of Jesus Christ. But in that judgment, we see the love of God for you and me, that he loved us so much that he wanted to rescue us out from underneath the curse of the law, and that's exactly what he did in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate that. And, of course, we appreciate hearing from all of our listeners. A program note, tomorrow on this broadcast, we'll continue with The Great I Am, the new series that Bob Christopher's been putting together for you. It'll be session number 3, and we hope you'll join us for that. Also, build your maturity and understanding as a child of God by visiting our online store at basicgospel.net. You'll find Bible studies, CDs, DVDs, all designed to help you grow in God's grace. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click that resources drop-down menu. Well, again, thanks for being with us, everybody. If you have a question you'd like us to address and can't get to us during the live broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail overnight at 844-322-2742. As I've always said, we love hearing from you, our listeners. And again, that number for you to reach out to us, 844-322-2742. And once again, thanks to everyone who supports this ministry with your love, your prayers, and your gifts. And in January, as we've been saying, you'll receive a new gift from us that just to say thanks for standing with us. We'll send you a copy of our latest CD series, Bob Christopher's Top 10. And those are his favorite passages. Those are the ones that really ministered in his life, and I'm sure they will in your life as well. So you can donate now or any time at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Lesson 3 in our series, The Great I Am, on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.